Welcome to our Lenten Reflection Series on Knowing Your Root of Sin. A reminder that each day we'll be reflecting on a saint who struggled with one of the seven deadly sins, and there'll be a different word that will help us to enter more fully into understanding all the manifestations of that sin. Today we'll be reflecting on the reflection of Thursday after Ash Wednesday, and the word we're reflecting on today is enslavement, and how the deadly sin of avarice or greed seeks to enslave us through an undue focus on wealth or possessions. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 24. St. Peter Armengol was the son of Arnold Armengol, and is the saint we're reflecting on today. St. Peter Armengol, as a member of the Spanish hierarchy, had a lot of possessions and wealth, and was very well off. But he fell into the secular trap of self-centeredness, self-gratification, and outright depravity. He joined a band of criminals that preyed on people traveling into the mountains. St. Peter was so good at this work, he eventually became the leader of the gang. 2 years after St. Peter Armengol left home, his father, Arnold Armengol, was asked by King Jaime of Aragon to keep him safe from criminals that liked to prey on travelers. As Arnold Armengol led the king's entourage through the mountain passes, they were attacked by a band of highwaymen and made a counterattack. With his sword drawn, Arnold headed directly for the leader of the pack, not knowing that the leader was his own son, St. Peter Armengol. As they were about to engage, his son, St. Peter Armengol, fell to his knees. He had recognized his father, and with tears streaming down his face, prostrated himself at his father's feet. He surrendered his sword and begged his father Arnold for forgiveness. St. Peter Armengol, repentant and seeking mercy, was filled with shame. Standing before the king, with his father at his side, he appealed to King James I for a second chance. Shortly after receiving an official pardon, St. Peter Armengol entered a Mercedian monastery in Barcelona, becoming known as Friar Peter. As a friar, St. Peter Armengol offered himself up to save 18 Christian children who were being held hostage by the Moors. He was hung on a tree, and his body was left there, but he did not die. St. Peter's neck, broken from the hanging, remained in a twisted position the rest of his life. 7 documented miracles were attributed to him while he was still alive. St. Peter Armengol is a good reminder of how greed will seek to enslave us by making us consumed with taking wealth from others, just like St. Peter became consumed at one point in his life of stealing from others. We can even become so enslaved by money that we are willing to take it from those we love most, like St. Peter Armengol almost did with his own father, Arnold. Have you ever had a moment when you allowed money or material possessions to so enslave you that it became a higher priority than family, friends, or loved ones? Today, for your prayer, I invite you to reflect on how St. Peter Armengol would have prayed with the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 22 through 25. We'll have a moment now to be able to reflect on this Gospel passage. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" I invite you to use your imagination to slowly pray with the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verses 22 through 25. Please reflect on how wealth or material possessions can enslave us and cause us to lose everything. So we are called to deny this enslavement of greed, especially during this Lenten season. May you have a blessed day with the Lord.